Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Billy McFartrend, because our boy Billy from Firefest is back. Back at it again. We will we'll get to it a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But first, I must tell you that I am Jack, and that is my good friend Miles.
Yes.
Miles Gray. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man. So, I would not. No, I can't do anything with my last name. I was going to say I wouldn't be O'Brien. I'm also doing great, you. But yeah. It's a mess.
You try.
Yeah, too many syllables.
What's trending? Let's get to that part.
Let's talk about Dr. Rob.
Yeah, he's trending because obviously his show was canceled when he wanted to try and be a senator.
Oh, right.
And now apparently he is, quote, groveling to everyone he knows to try and get the daytime talk show back.
I just want to be famous again.
If you remember, he did his whole show dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm off this.
He fired everybody. Or like he was like, we're going to keep it going. We might keep it going. But then everyone was like, yeah, but then we came to work and there was nothing for us to do because the show didn't exist anymore.
Yeah. And it's apparently like his producers won't talk to him. Because he's, quote, too toxic for TV. Another source said, quote, he can't even get a word with his former producers. Dr. Oz is a social creature who likes to hear himself talk, and it's beginning to dawn on him that he's just now not wanted in Hollywood circles anymore.
Mm. Well, at least he has all that money he can fall back on, except didn't he spend a shitload of his own money on?
He did, but I'm sure he's fine.
He's probably fine.
Anyone who's on TV selling snake oil all day is typically, you know, got a decent thing.
Yeah.
But I think his daughter take over for this, like, whatever. They're
he'll probably become like the Michael Flynn of the medical establishment, you know, just like out here saying wild shit, just like popping up every time there's like an attempted insurrection or something to try and like lend it gravitas, because he's got that thing that Trump and Elon Musk and Kanye and all the, you know, most toxic narcissists has. He just doesn't have the charisma, I think is the word for it.
And also, he just I mean, John Fetterman And that campaign basically blew him out of the water, like optics wise, that no one is going to like look at Dr. Oz the same. It's like we've agreed that he's so out of touch. It's like hilarious. He doesn't really know much. Then all that shit came out about like the medical research killing like pets came out. And people were like, what the fuck? Like 300 dogs? Then there was like, there's also that picture of him at a fundraiser on the campaign trail where he like spoke in front of a fucking car Hitler owned. Like with swastika on it. It was like in the background. And you're like, yeah.
Guys, I don't know this stuff. I mean,
I don't know.
I just, he also looks for somebody who's like so, who tried to campaign on being like so healthy. He does feel like he might be one of those people who starts rotting. Like it, for some reason, I foresee a lot of bad plastic surgery in his future. You know?
Oh,
like
he looks great.
I'm seeing like Smeagol coming out from the inside of him as he ages. Like, Gollum, you know?
We'll see.
Like Ring of Power type shit. Anyways, I think people got it after my first reference, but I made three different ones just to make sure you knew that I was talking about
Smeagol. What was his name before?
Did he Gollum?
Have Gollum. Wasn't Wait, it? But what his... Man, forget it. We're not about to do this.
Anyways.
Okay, go on.
Hey, speaking of Lord of the Rings, King
Well, like, what
James...
was his last name? Does Smeagol have a last name? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. The only one of those books I read was The Hobbit when I was a kid.
Oh, Smeagol Trehald was his name.
Oh, for real?
I guess.
Producer Brian said Jenkins.
Yeah, Smeagol Jenkins, man. We all remember Smeagol Jenkins. He used to play rhythm guitar for Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, King James, not from the Lord of the Rings book, but from the NBA, he had an unflattering article written about him in the LA Times asking, is LeBron in decline now?
Yeah. He's struggling in clutch time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Leave him alone. He's about to be 38. We're doing our best at this age, okay?
He's still pretty good. He put up 30 something. I mean, he's definitely not who he was before, which is the most predictable thing of all time.
He's at that crossroads where he's going to like he really is going to have to begin adapting his game a little bit more, you know? I think that's what we're seeing. I don't know. I mean, I was having a meltdown watching that game, to be honest. I'm not as calm about it. I was like, what is this? Jack was just saying how nice that jump shot was. And then
I know I jinxed you. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It was me, Jack. I didn't wear my special shorts that day. And that's what derailed it. Not your comment.
I haven't put that Sixers hat on in almost, you know, it's been like 6 months.
Yeah.
So, and they're starting to put it together. So
exactly. Watch out now. And you took it to Mount Doom and you threw it in the fires there.
I did.
Fellowship of the Hat.
On the other hand, Bol Bol, who was just traded to Orlando or signed by Orlando for very little money.
Yeah.
7'2" player who is now in his fourth season. His high scoring game prior to this in his first three seasons was 11. And he is just on the regular putting up like 24 points and looks just so good and confident. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I love seeing that like Manute Bol's son.
Yeah.
Is now his name is Bol Bol. And he's just starting to look like a very capable basketball player. It's just always funny when you're like, I used to watch your daddy play. It's like literally how I feel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, go ahead, young Manute Bol's son, who's 23, born in 99.
But it's nobody, I don't know. My favorite thing about the NBA is how little anybody knows. Everybody's stupid and wrong about everything, which is fun because the overarching like tendency of among NBA analysts and NBA talking heads, your Stevens, A. Smith, is to just be real confident and loud and like angry that anyone would disagree with them. And people are just so stupid. Like nobody saw this. The people who are paid millions of dollars to run these teams were like, I don't know, you want Bol Bol? Like,
yeah.
Fine, whatever. And then this guy's like going to be really, really good.
Coming into his own day by day.
Day by day. Paolo Banchero, who is his teammate in Orlando, who is going to be the rookie of the year, probably, if he stays healthy, was saying, everyone talks about the Victor dude. I'm not trying to compare them, but Bol's 7'2", shoots threes, brings it up the court, makes passes, and blocks shots. I feel like people kind of forget about him, but Bol's a freak of nature. Talking about, of course, about Victor Wembanyama, who is the most exciting player in the NBA, despite the fact that he's not in the NBA yet. He's yeah. still playing in a fresh professional league, but he's going to be the number one pick next season. He's 7'5" and plays like a guard. Bol Bol is not quite there. I also am saying this. This is my hypothesis.
Go ahead. Chest out.
Chest out. I think Bol Bol has been watching Victor Wembanyama, and I don't think he's being like, ooh, I didn't know you could do that with a basketball, but I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's like, I can actually do that with a basketball.
Yeah, so I can do that with a basketball, and like this dude is doing it in games and just like getting a little bit of confidence in the way that NBA player, like each season players like build their game on top of past games, and
yeah.
like everyone just keeps getting better. I think, you know, Bones Highland is building his game on top of Ja Morant, and Bol Bol might be building his game on top of Victor Wembanyama's a little bit, just in terms of inspiration, not yeah. like, huh.
Hey, he's stealing everything he does. It's like when you make music or you're an artist, right? Like you see, yeah, exactly. you're like, I don't know if anybody's really fucking with the kind of stuff I make. And then you see, wait, I'm like this artist. Oh, yeah. If people do like it, it's inspiring to just be like, no, let me embrace my skills. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Embrace away, Bol Bol.
Hear more half-baked hypotheses like that on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties.
Yes. The only talking heads that know they're stupid.
Yes, we're getting stupider by the day. I think our show is really finding our voice, and by that I mean we're embracing how stupid we are.
Yes.
Yeah, fun show. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll talk about a law enforcement worker.
Oh, what does that mean? You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back. And the phrase law enforcement worker is trending because a former cop committed a heinous crime where after catfishing a teenage girl, traveled across the country, kidnapped her, killed her family, burnt their house down, got in a shootout with the cops in which he was killed. But the headlines didn't want to call him a former cop. So they called him a, it was revealed he was a law enforcement worker at one time.
A Virginia, this is the NBC tweet, a Virginia law enforcement worker has been killed in a shootout with deputies after he allegedly murdered the mother and grandparents of a teenage girl he catfished online before trying to escape with the teen. I think you call that kidnapping as well. And the teen would indicate that they are a minor.
Yes.
So you can also call that a child.
Yes.
But hey, this is, again, this is the work that the media does to like protect the policing class, to like obscure it to the point, rather than saying a former state trooper, law enforcement person, did this nonsense. So like a lot of people are just like, holy shit. Like, are your backs hurting from carrying this much water for them?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the one time that people acknowledged it was a former cop was the Golden State Killer, but like they didn't acknowledge how much this motherfucker was a cop. Like, they knew he was a cop the whole time because he was using his access to being a cop to commit all the crimes and sexual assaults. But they also, there are so many cops that, like, he wasn't on a list of like 8,000 names of potential suspects that investigators had called over the years. I remember there's a quote from like when they revealed who it was. They said, "I don't think this guy was really ever a cop. He used that to further what he really did." But I think if you look under like most unsolved cases, you'll find a cop, and also probably a bunch of solved ones that the cop who did it was just able to pin it on somebody. Like, it's fucking wild how corrupt law enforcement is in this country, probably most countries.
I'm sure our minds would be blown at like what the overlap is for that kind of thing, you know, because it's like, it's not like a gardener pulled off the greatest financial scam of all time. It's the people that work in finance that know how to like finesse those things. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that information could be useful to someone like that, especially if you're a serial killer like that one guy.
Yeah. Maybe police shouldn't be a thing.
Hey, how about social safety nets and less hand-me-downs from the war times? But anyway, this is, this again, another example of like eye-watering copaganda. Like, it's just so weird to even say law. It's just like, don't even say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be like some guy, Virginia man.
Yeah.
You know, a man from Virginia. I don't know why I'm like, y'all are fucking, this is so weird.
Well, it makes it seem like he delivered the mail at the police station,
right,
or when, was like a janitor or something.
Which, and there's apparently an added layer of complexity here, because he had just became active like at the beginning of this year and then resigned a few months later. And then some people suspect that maybe he was like kept on some kind of payroll, just not as a trooper anymore, which like that's why they said it. But then it raises more questions of like, what did this guy do exactly that he had to resign? But also,
but
like,
on.
What's going, like, what, there's just more to this, and I'm sure it's only going to get worse, but.
Yeah, it'll come out in FOIAs. Billy McFarland, namesake of this episode, Mr. Firefest, back at it again. But this time, I think we can trust what he's saying, because it involves the metaverse.
Yes, and it also involves returning to the Exumas in the Bahamas, the scene of Fire Festival. On his TikTok, he's like, "Yo, I got this new project going on. It's called Pirate. Uh-oh, y'all. He's going to abscond with your booty."
Miles, it's called PERT. It's called PERT. It's
okay,
P-Y-R-T.
Well, let's, okay, I don't think he's just a fan of Neil PERT, okay?
Okay.
I have a feeling. Let's just hear it from Billy. This is his new project. Guys, please forget about Fire Festival, where I just stole money from people and left people ass out in the Bahamas because I promised them things. This is a new thing. They're called period.
And also, he's replacing an I with a Y like he did last time, because he's like, it's part of my brand.
Hell yeah. Here we go.
Not a festival.
Pirate
it's
is not
an event, and it's definitely not a metaverse.
Oh.
This is great.
Pirate is a technology that I've been working on for the past couple of years called the VIDR, the Virtual Immersive Decentralized Reality. So what the VIDR is a technology that brings together and connects people from around the world, both virtually and physically. Then, once they're together, it allows people to actually affect real world change. So there's all...
Wow, like a protest?
That is, they say fascism is just like the machinations of capital using like the actual, like the tactics of the left to
right.
for their own ends. So
we'll y'all get together and pay money to affect change. Okay, go on, Billy, because this so far sounds like a straight up scam, because the second you said decentralized, whatever the fuck, go on.
Starts with Pirate partnering with a small remote destination where we will host a handful of artists, content creators, entrepreneurs, and any of you guys who end up joining the Pirate crew. Alongside this location, we'll launch a live virtual replica of the island where anybody from around the world can not only watch what's happening live, but they can actually come together with their friends to affect and even own their real world adventures.
Anyway, just nonsense.
And then he's showing us a picture of an island again.
Yep. This guy in his fucking islands.
Wow.
Just go work at Islands, the restaurant. Okay? And watch the surf videos on a loop. Bring me my, what I used to like there? The yaki. That's what I like to eat there. And my cheese fries, please. Mm. I don't know if they have islands anywhere else, but that's I think it's something California.
Yeah, it's like a local chain restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. But it ain't crypto or it ain't the metaverse, but it is.
And like, they will launch a replica of the island that you can visit in virtual reality, and that will somehow, so like people will be swimming in the water and then you'll just like get to like go over and hover over them with no legs, like in the metaverse. Or
yeah,
interesting.
I don't know. There's also like you can buy like a jacket for $250.
Wait, there's a jacket involved?
There's a website that says you can buy a $250 pirate jacket, but this is the fucking wild part. $50 from every $250 pirate jacket will go towards paying people owed money in the Bahamas and to pay back the people McFarlane defrauded in the Fire
Festival.
Hell
yeah, man. Guy's just doing what he does.
You're just fucking grifting to pay the last one off now, too. Like, y'all got these jackets, man, too. Like, look, I'm trying to get your money, but I need these jackets to move. It's dark. It's dark out there, yo.
So he's out of prison, it would appear. This is not like something he set up in a prison.
I don't know. I mean, knowing how like those kinds of like white collar criminals go to prison, I'm like, that could be a prison for all I know.
He also does have socks on for some reason, no shoes in the video.
Yeah. But that's what's wild is where it's so like nebulous, but he insists this isn't a metaverse festival, but it takes place in the metaverse and it's a festival.
Damn. So producer Brian's pointing out. All right. So he is spelling this P-Y-R-T.
Uh-huh.
If all of those are capitalized, you erase the tip of the P and you
add a couple lines to that.
Add
T.
A couple lines and erase a couple lines and you got
fire.
He just took he's trying to resell the shit from Fire Festival.
Can you imagine are the pirate jackets just like janky altered Fire Festival jackets?
Scribbled over.
No, please. No me digas. No. Oh my God, y'all. This could be one of the, shit. I don't know.
I mean, someone needs to post this immediately.
Brian,
I think we,
yeah. Somebody do that. Y'all are gonna do numbers on Twitter. If you just put that up there.
Super Producer Brian from Daily Zeitgeist.
And also like make it racist so Elon will like elevate it through the algorithm.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta go viral here.
Racism.
We need the
Twitter.
Listeners, baby. all right. And finally, Liver King. Our king has been a lot of king talk today. King James being dethroned. And now is a bad day for kings because the Liver King, who is an influencer who, you know, looks like a cartoon drawn by a, you know, like in those like homoerotic comics from the 80s, like He-Man. It looks like a He-Man cartoon, you know.
He's ripped in ways that you cannot fathom.
Yeah, yeah.
That you're like, this is impossible.
His claim is he's all natural. All he does is eat raw liver, which is bad for you.
No, Jack, look at that fucking frame, bro.
So he just got busted for having thousands of dollars of human growth hormone. And it's revealed, obviously, like he's on the most steroids that anyone's ever been on. and it's all a scam. But this is very popular. There's a huge part of the man influencer internet where it's just, you know, lonely men who are just need somebody to tell them to like take a walk every day and, you know, wake up at the same, you know, like they mix in good advice with shit like eat raw liver to make yourself incredibly strong. Just bullshit. You know, and buy our nutraceuticals.
Dude, $12,000 worth of human growth hormone per month to keep up your grift that eating just fucking raw meats is the key to you looking
$12,000.
Like
some... That seems unsustainable.
Like, whatever. Do your thing, man. If you saw this fucking guy and you're like, oh shit, that's where I'm fucking up. I need to look like some kind of fucking extra from, you know, the 300 or some shit and eat my liver beef.
He's too much for 300. 300 would have been like, nah, man.
A little more lean.
That doesn't look realistic.
He's like, what are you doing? 12K worth of HGH, bro? Come on, man. Are you sponsored by Balco? What's going on here? Where's Barry Bonds at? You with him too?
All right. The Liver King is dead. Long live the Liver King. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, November 29th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Get the flu shot. Wild out there, y'all. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.